The Max Life Field Guide, How to Stop Competing on Price. You compete on price when the buyer can't see why you're worth more, so they treat you and the cheaper option as the same thing and pick the lower number. The fix isn't priced in dollars at all. Give the buyer a clear reason you're different, and price stops being the only thing they can compare. Find the one thing about how you work that no one else can honestly say. Sell the experience and the outcome instead of the deliverable, and give your way of doing it a name so it becomes something the cheaper option can't copy. When a buyer can see why you're different, price stops being the whole conversation. If you're competing on price, you've already lost the real argument. When a buyer's only question is what's your number, they're telling you something you don't want to hear. The buyer isn't really haggling over your price. They just can't see why you'd cost more than the cheaper option, so the number becomes the only thing left to compare. And it's a brutal game to be stuck in. There's always someone hungrier, newer, or dumber about their own margins who'll go lower. Win on price, and you've signed up to keep winning on price, quarter after quarter, until the work isn't worth doing. The whole thing is a race, and the prize for coming first is a business that can't breathe. The way out isn't a slicker discount or a shinier proposal. It's getting a buyer to see fast why you're not the same thing as the guy quoting less. This is one of the quiet walls that keeps a good operator from scaling a service business. You can't grow margin while you're apologizing for your price. You talk about the work, they're buying the result. Here's where most operators trip. You're genuinely great at the work, so when you sell, you talk about the work, the spec, the process, the materials, the steps, the hours, all the stuff you're proud of. The buyer doesn't care about any of that, at least not the way you do. They care about what it does for them, the outcome, the headache that goes away, the feeling of not having to think about this anymore. When you describe the deliverable and your competitor describes the deliverable, you both sound identical, and identical things get sorted by price. Ben has a reframe he runs with founders on this, and it flips the whole frame. You stop describing what you make and start naming the experience you actually sell. His line for a wealth firm was blunt. You're not a wealth management company. You're an experience company that happens to specialize in wealth. Same work, completely different thing to buy. The deliverable was never the point. The experience around it is what none of your competitors are really selling. Find the one thing no one else can honestly say. Ben has a drill for this. He'll ask a founder over and over until it lands. What's the one thing that makes you different that no one else in your market can say? Not a nicer version of what everyone says. The thing that's true for you and would be a lie coming from anyone else. Most owners can't answer it fast. They reach for quality or service or we care more, which is exactly what the other 12 companies say on their homepages. That hesitation is the diagnosis. If you can't name your difference in a sentence, your buyer definitely can't, so they fall back on the number. When you do find it, it changes what happens in the market. Sonny Kyla, who built a global tech company out of a business that started with him behind the wheel of a cab, put it this way on his episode. Your unique strength and your unique capability has the power to convert your competitors into clients, into collaborators. The thing only you do isn't just a sales line. Done right, the people who used to undercut you start needing you. Your edge is how you do it, not what you do. The trap in the what makes us different question is that owners hunt for a different what, a new service, a new product, some feature the other guys don't have. That's rarely where it lives, because a feature gets copied by Friday. Chad Jenkins said it cleanest on his episode. The way you do what you do is your secret sauce. That's not why people do business with you because of some title. It's the way you do what you do. The what is a commodity, the how is yours, and it's the part a cheaper shop can't hand a customer, even if they match your price. So take the way you do it and make it real. Name it. The founders Ben coaches turn their quiet, unconscious way of working into a named method, a standard with a name on it. And suddenly, it's a thing the buyer can point to, remember, and repeat to their spouse instead of one more vague promise. One founder who ran an industrial cleaning company had a cleaning process he thought was just how we do it. Ben stopped in mid-sentence. We've got to name this. Named, it stopped being a line item and became the reason to pick him. You can't outshout a noisy market, and you can't outcheap it either. The instinct when deals get competitive is to get louder or get cheaper. Both make it worse. Nikki DiFilippo, a B2B marketing strategist, said on her episode, "There's just too much noise, and the noise is just getting started, and the pull is going to have to come from the customer." You don't win a noisy market by adding to the noise. You win it by being specific enough that the right buyer pulls towards you on their own. A clear, narrow promise does that. We do X for this exact kind of customer, in this specific way, and here's what you get, pulls harder than we do everything for everyone, cheap. The specific promise feels like it was built for one person. The cheap and broad pitch feels like a coin flip, and coin flips go to price. What this is really costing you. Competing on price isn't only thinner deals this quarter. It's a quiet tax on what the whole business is worth. A company that wins on being the cheapest, has no moat, trains its customers to leave for a lower bid, and lives one competitor away from a bad year. That's the kind of business that's hard to sell and easy to replace, which drags down its value long before you ever try to exit it. Charge for the experience and the difference, and the opposite compounds. Better margins, stickier customers, a business that isn't hostage to the next lowball quote. If you know you're worth more, but keep getting talked down to the lowest number, the work is usually excavation, digging out the difference you've buried under, "We just do good work." That's the exact thing Ben does with founder operators. Find the one thing only you can say, then build the business around charging for it. None of this means gouging or pretending you're something you're not. It means telling the truth about why you're better and letting the price reflect it. The cheapest option is always available. Your job is to make sure it's not the only thing a buyer can see.